I got a cow that went by and a hen that won't lay. A big stack of bills that gets bigger each day.
Good morning, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Triple Play Thursday, man. Yeah. Nick, our listener, requested Ray Charles for Triple Play Thursday. That's busted, so we've got Triple Play of Ray Charles coming up. 312-981-7200. Here's what we're going to be talking about. We're talking about discontinued foods that we sort of miss. Maybe not necessarily really miss, sort of. We'll talk a little bit about that, and we want to hear from you at 312-981-7200. We're here till 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich with the opening bell coming up at 5, and followed at 6 o'clock by my buddy, the one, the only, Steve Cochran. 312-981-7200 for talk and text. What discontinued foods do you miss? You can't buy them anymore. You used to eat them. Can't get them anymore. Discontinued. We've got some pretty funny ones on this list. Before that, Esmeralda, have you been out to the IKEA?
Which one?
I don't know.
There's one in Bolingbrook and in Schaumburg.
The Schaumburg is the only one that I'm kind of aware of.
Bolingbrook is newer. It's a couple of years that it's been there. But I've been to both.
Oh. Oh. Now, do you buy furniture?
I have.
Okay. That's all you do when you go to IKEA.
You can eat there.
Yeah, you can eat there, which is actually why I'm bringing it up.
Oh.
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 Because the IKEA food truck is coming to Chicago handing out free meatballs.
Oh. Let me get a pen and paper. When is this happening?
It's a fan. Now I've never had the Swedish meatballs at the IKEA.
I haven't either, but I've heard they are good.
I would imagine it's a Swedish place.
Yeah, but
Dan,
you know.
Have you ever been to the IKEAs?
I have been to the IKEAs. I have not sampled the meatballs.
I went to the IKEAs in Woodfield or whatever the hell. Was it Schaumburg? I just call that whole suburb there Woodfield. But I did not eat the Swedish meatballs. I have heard that they are tasty, though. Well, now we can taste them and test them out. I don't know how we would test them out. What would we do? Bounce them to see if for their consistency. Fans of flat pack furniture, Swedish ingenuity, and mobile food culture rejoice because IKEA is rolling out their own food truck. It's a limited time only, but the truck will make its first appearance at both days of Wicker Park Fest, which is July 23rd and 24th. So, Esmeralda, you might want to jot that down.
Yeah, we'll be there.
Wicker Park Fest, July 23rd and 24th, before making its way to Brooklyn's Celebrate Brooklyn Festival, with a few surprise stops in Chicago and New York along the way. So maybe like other food trucks, you've got to follow them on social medias, you know, because you find out where the food truck is going to be. You got your little follow them on the social media, check out your phone and go, hey, man, they're going to be in Lincoln Square. Let's go. It says the best part, Swedish meatball swag. The truck will be doling out free samples of its famous meatballs, including veggie and chicken varieties. And you can dig into the classic Kotbuller with lingonberry, the veggie California stack with ginger, avocado and veganaise, and the buffalo chicken bite doused in hot sauce with a chunk of blue cheese. The IKEA food truck promotion is a continuation of a campaign the home furnishings giant began last fall, dubbed hashtag Together We Eat, which encourages gathering and sharing food on tastefully appointed dining room furniture, we presume. So they've got all kinds of, they're going to have all kinds of items, not just the meatballs, but they're going to give away some free meatballs. Wicker Park Fest, July 23rd and 24th. So, now is this the only, are they saturating the intranets with this at all?
I hadn't heard about it until now.
Oh.
I'm usually up on these food items.
I know. That's why I'm surprised. I thought maybe you'd know about this. I thought maybe you were running it.
I'm camping out.
Yeah. So, anyway, if you're a fan of Swedish meatballs or IKEA's Swedish meatballs, which none of us have had. If anybody's had the Swedish meatballs at IKEA, let us know what you think.
Both Margaret from Bitchport and Norm from Aurora both say they are awesome.
Oh, cool. All right. All right. Best Swedish meatballs I've ever had were from the Swedish deli in Andersonville, which, of course, you know, makes sense. You can get good Swedish food there. Svea, by the way. Anybody ever go to Svea?
I've had breakfast there, but I don't think I had anything completely Swedish.
You just had, but Svea is great.
Yeah.
It's a great.
I was never able to catch it because they close at like 2 or something.
Yeah, it's just a breakfast lunch joint.
Right. I caught it once.
Yeah. It's good. It was a great place. I lived there for many years in Andersonville, and I went to Svea a lot.
I've been to Trey Kroner.
Trey Kroner. Oh, yes. Yeah.
Foster.
On Foster there, yeah.
It's too much.
Yeah, that's Charcoal Village. It's right across the street from Charcoal Village. It's by the CTA headquarters, the McDonald's, and the Charcoal Village, and North Park College.
Yes. I had a wonderful salmon omelet.
Yeah, I've eaten there, too. That place rules. That place is great. And so is Charcoal Village. Charcoal Village, that's where you can get, where it used to be able to get Chelio's chili. Unless it's discontinued. Now you see the segue, Dan? You see this?
Hang on. I got to answer the phone. I think it's Dumont.
It's Dumont. He's calling because he's never heard such professional radio in his life. Foods that were discontinued that we like. Now, the first one that I was looking at here, you remember Coke Black? Capital B, lowercase l, A with the, what do you call that over the top of the A?
Umlauts?
It's not an umlaut. It's not like Motley Crue. It's not like Motorhead. It's not umlauts. It's like the straight line.
Yeah, because Tilde is the squiggly line.
Tilde's a squiggly. Tilde's a squiggly. Tilda, she was great in the Great Budapest Hotel. But you remember that, Coke Black, Esmeralda?
No.
Launched in 2006, it was discontinued in 2008. Coke Black was a coffee-flavored soft drink whose name sounded like something out of Spinal Tap. Fans really dug its cola meets coffee meets cream soda goodness, but not its price, because it was about $2 for an 8-ounce can. It continued for a bit in Canada before fading to black. Oh, see what happened there! Never had the Coke Black?
No, I'd be interested to try that.
Well, you can't.
Well, you know, I'll go on eBay.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure it'll taste great. I'm sure, you know, a can of Coke Black from 2006 will be a very tasty item. How about Fruitopia? You remember Fruitopia?
Vaguely.
It was the, I had a friend of mine. Who she was a girl I dated like 30 years ago, literally 30 years ago. And we met up a few years ago in St. Louis when I hosted this. We had a road trip. WGN hosted a road trip to St. Louis to see the Hawks play the Blues. And this was in December of 2013. And I hadn't seen this girl in almost 30 years. I hadn't seen, no, less than that. But I hadn't seen her in like maybe 20, 25 years. So, you know, she had family outside of St. Louis, and I'm like, hey, I'm going to be in town. Do you want to hook up and hang out? And we did, and while we were catching up, she told me that she that at one time she had a job. She was, like, wandering around, you know, like, after school. She didn't know what she wanted to do with her life. So at one point she would drive around in a van and sell Fruitopia. But they had to dress up like hippies and stuff. They would, like, have to wear tie-dye. She told me this great story, ridiculous story, and then she, like, ended up dating the guy who was, you know, like, one of the managers of the truck, and then so she stayed on tour with Fruitopia for, like, a year. She toured around the country in a hippie van selling Fruitopia. I was like, what the hell are you talking about? You did what? Then she showed me a picture, and she had, like, braids in her hair, and she's not that kind of girl, wearing, like, tie-dyed, and she's got like 10 Fruitopia bottles in her hand. I'm like, what the? And she's in a truck that's, you know, they're pushing Fruitopia. She drove around the country for like a year selling Fruitopia with some hippies. It was a fruit-flavored drink that had its share of fans, most of them sugar-fueled school children. Parent company Coca-Cola discontinued the drink in the U.S. in early 2003 for lack of sales, but thanks to the magic of the internet, fans can still get their hands on this sweet stuff by ordering it from Australia, Germany, and Canada. So this you can get, Esmeralda, if you're interested in Fruitopia.
It's just juice, isn't it?
Yeah, it's all sweet and flavored, but it has, like, you know, different combinations of, you know, that flavored stuff. I mean, I'm assuming, you know, it's pretty much just like getting a, you know, Snapple or something.
Right.
Or just a weirdly flavored Snapple. But it had like a, if I remember correctly, and this is exactly what Julie told me, the girl that I saw, she said that it had a very, they really were pushing like psychedelic stuff. Fruitopia. Oh, Fruitopia. Enjoy the kiwi. You know, it was that kind of thing. So, no longer get it. Oh, we got a bunch of people who are calling in on discontinued foods that they miss, sort of. You can text in, too, at 312-981-7200. What you say? Hit the road, Jack. Don't you come back no more, no more. Yeah. No more. Hit the road, Jack. You better hit that road, Jack. Ray Charles on Triple Play Thursday. Nick requested that. 312-981-7200. We're talking about discontinued foods that we miss, sort of. Nick DiGilio here on WGN. Hey, Esmeralda, do you remember oatmeal swirlers? What was
that? Could have been a thing. Hit the road, Jack. No. Vaguely.
Oatmeal swirlers. Dan, any memory for oatmeal swirlers?
None.
Oh.
Oh.
It makes me laugh every time. General Mills combined healthy breakfast, meaning oatmeal, with fun, meaning sweet jelly, to make designs. And then and kids were hooked. It was available in flavors like strawberry, cherry, and apple cinnamon.
Yeah, I've never been big on oatmeal, ever.
Like oatmeal in general, oatmeal cookies, none of that stuff?
No, I like oatmeal cookies, but oatmeal, like breakfast oatmeal.
Well, these, to me, my guess is that these were like bars.
Oh, I was, no, because I'm.
No, you're right. This is, oh, now I remember, you would squirt the stuff into the oatmeal.
Right. It's like, it's fun. You can just do,
yeah, look at me. I can make a little face with my jelly.
It's like those toaster strudels.
Right.
Kind of thing. You get to squeeze.
Now, we've talked about this before. The Planters cheese balls. People really love the Planters, specifically the Planters cheese balls.
Do those come in the big barrel?
No, that's not Planters. Every time we've ever talked about like food.
Does that come up? It's
people are very, people have went nuts over the Planters cheese balls. Evidently, they were the best cheese balls ever. They're completely different than the kind of cheese balls that you can get, you know, at Sam's Club, you know, in the giant bucket. It's completely different. I remember talking to somebody about the Planters cheese balls. They're like, yeah, man, you don't understand. They're just not the same as these stupid cheese balls that you get at Costco. Those suck.
I wonder what's the difference.
I'm not really sure, but people, there is a cult of Planters cheese ball heads out there.
By the way, when you were speaking of Fruitopia, all I could think of was Boku. You remember,
yeah,
Boku?
Yeah, Boku's still around, I think.
No.
Yeah,
it's juice in a juice box for adults.
Yeah.
I remember Richard Lewis did the commercials.
Wait. Richard Lewis did the commercials?
Yeah, I did.
For Boku?
Yeah. I remember because it was for adults. I never had it.
Oh.
Boku.
Oh. Oh. All right. Hey, the next one that's on the list, actually, one of our listeners is calling in about. It's Carrie on WGN. Hey, Carrie.
Hey, Nick, how's it going?
All right.
I'm not sure which one, but I've got two. And you might remember one from working at the Jewels in the day.
Yeah.
They were terrible, but remember a product called Sousy Shrimp? They were in these little glass bottles, yeah. And they were like shrimp the size of your thumbnail.
Yep.
In like ketchup, and they were in these glass bottles, yep, with a metal cap.
And they came like in a six-pack.
They came in a six-pack, yep. And the deal was they were terrible, but you were supposed to keep the bottles as, like, juice glasses.
Right. Right. I remember.
We have these things everywhere. Juice glasses, because yeah. These awful.
It's
things.
Basically at the it was like really really awful, quote unquote shrimp cocktail.
Right. I mean, they were like the size. Not even your thumbnail.
Oh, they were
actually.
Yeah. I mean, they were the size of sea monkeys.
Exactly.
It was ridiculous.
Right. In ketchup.
I mean, it was horrible. Esmeralda, you remember that?
Not at all. Oh. What are they called?
What was it called? Sea what?
South Sea Shrimp. SAU-SEE. And they were called South Sea Shrimp. And it was shrimp cocktail. And you put them in the fridge. And then when, you know, my parents would have a party, they'd open them shrimp cocktail. And they'd open these things up. And
yeah, here you go. So, enjoy some shrimp cocktail.
and good luck tomorrow morning.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember. But they were so, if I remember correctly, they were sold... I believe it was in the dairy section.
It was either in the dairy or by the meat.
Or by the meat, yeah. Cold. Or like, no, yeah. You know what it was? It was the packaged meat, like by the bologna and stuff.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
That's where it was. Esmeralda, have you looked it up?
I don't know.
Oh, no, this was a staple in the 80s and the 70s.
It just does not sound like a good idea.
This is definitely a 70s thing. Only in the 70s could you get away with serving this as shrimp cocktail because everybody was high. You know what
That's
I mean?
Right.
You're throwing a
they
party.
Didn't care if they had diarrhea the next morning.
They didn't care. Everybody was smoking cool menthols, drinking Yago sangria, and eating the shrimp.
That's right. I just remember you kept the juice glasses. But yeah, the other one that I guess is on the list is the Jell-O 321s or 123s or whatever they were called.
Jell-O 123. It's right here. Here's what it says. From 1969 to the mid-90s, Jell-O 123 made moms and dads look like wizards. It came in a box with a single bag of powder. The powder was blended with water into a frothy concoction was poured into glasses. Somehow, Jell-O separated into three distinct layers with a layer of gelatin at the bottom, a mousse-like liquid in the middle, and a creamy layer on top. It was like eating science.
That sounds good.
Yeah, and actually, I do miss those because not that it tasted good, but when I was dating my wife, now this is 30-some years ago, we used to like make those because that was our big culinary event, you know. We do actually miss those. And actually, if anybody's nostalgic about it, you can actually go online, and I think it might be Todd Wilbur who's been on your show with the
Secret Recipes.
I think there's a concoction you can try to make to recreate that chemical disaster.
Yeah, well, it was around for almost 30 years. So, I mean, it was a product that seemed to be popular. It sold for over 25 years. So, something to be said for that.
Yeah, like I said, not for the taste, but for nostalgia, I wouldn't mind.
Okay.
Some Jell-O 321s.
All right. Carrie, take care, man. Dan says, Wendy's had a great salad bar that I miss. That was the most disgusting salad bar of all time because nobody, like, there was no maintenance. It's Wendy's. There was, like, nobody watching the salad bar. So, like, you know, there was salad dressing in the fruit. There was, like, meat. It was unbelievable. There was, like, the melted cheese. You could pour it all over the place. Wendy's had a salad bar for a few years in the 80s. And no matter what Wendy's you went to, the salad bar was always disgusting. Disgusting. I don't even think they had a sneeze guard. People sneezing all over the food. I mean, I ate a lot of it because the food, the choices were good. And it was cheap, so you could pile 53 pounds of food onto a tray, but it was disgusting. But I ate it because it's Wendy's. All right, we got a break. We got the news coming up next, and then we'll talk about more discontinued food that we kind of miss. Just for me. Ray Charles, Nick requested for Triple Play Thursday. I Got a Woman, which, of course, was... the basis for Idiot, Kanye West's Gold Digger, right?
Yeah.
And that's why Jamie Foxx was on it, because Jamie Foxx played Ray Charles, and Kanye thought, well, since I'm ripping off a Ray Charles song, I should probably have the guy who played Ray Charles on this stupid-ass song, too. I'm not a fan of Kanye.
What? Really?
Oh! Yeah. Hey, it's Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're here till 5. Steve Grzanich with the opening bell at 5. We're talking about discontinued food that some of us miss. And here's Dave on WGN. Hey, Dave.
Greetings and salutations.
What's up?
Well, I was thinking the one that I haven't seen around in a while, Canfield's Diet Chocolate Soda.
Oh, God.
It was kind of like, you know, and then they even tried enhancing it with they had a chocolate peanut butter soda. But
yep.
It was even a reference to it, you know, to catch a line in the biggest ball of twine of Minnesota, the Weird Al Yankovic tune, where it's one of the things that I picked up with on the road trip with pickled wieners at a Diet Chocolate Soda.
That's right. That's right. Diet Chocolate, Canfield's Diet Chocolate Soda. Good Lord. All right, Dave, thank you, sir.
Right to you.
Take care. There you go.
Is that good?
No, it was disgusting.
Really? Because, I mean, there's cream soda.
Disgusting. It was disgusting.
All right.
And I remember stocking that when I was at the Jewels.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't believe people bought it. Like, I was...
There's chocolate. What are those? Phosphates?
Yeah. But this was diet chocolate soda.
That's, I mean, you know, diet back in the day was not a good flavor.
Yeah. It's still not a good flavor.
Well, you know, there's some that can get away with it.
Yeah. You know which one of the diet soda pop products?
Yes.
That was relatively enjoyable, and the only reason I drank it was because my listen.
Oh.
His family had like stock.
Uh-huh.
It was Diet Right.
RITE.
Diet Right soda. It was from the RC company.
Right. Was that all? Was it all fruit flavor?
No. This was
cola.
It was basically. Have you ever had RC?
Yes.
It's Diet RC.
Oh, okay.
But they called it Diet Right.
Gotcha.
And that was the only of the diet pop that I've ever tasted that was even close to tasting like not terrible. It was Diet Right. So.
I mean, they all taste pretty funky.
Yeah, they do. And this chocolate. Oh, man. I know. Yeah, I was working at the Jewels when New Coke came out in 1985.
What did that taste like?
Pepsi.
Oh, no, that's not good.
No, it was like a not as good as Pepsi.
Oh.
And Pepsi's not good.
Yeah, no, I didn't.
And it was not as good as Pepsi, but it tasted much more like Pepsi than it did Coke. And I don't, you have to remember, you were like 2 when this happened.
Right.
Literally, you were like 2 years old because it happened in 85. You were born in 83, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this happened in 85, and I was working at the Jewels, and... they got rid of Coke. Like, you couldn't get regular Coke. Like, the only Coke you could get was the new Coke. It was the new formula.
That's not good.
So you could not get the regular Coke. All that was available was the new Coke. I can't tell you the number of times that customers just started screaming at me about this new Coke. And I'm like, look, I'm an idiot who puts the stuff on the shelf. I'm not...
Yeah.
I make stacks of it at the end of the aisle, and I put it on the shelf. I don't make it. It wasn't my idea. I happen to like Coca-Cola very much, and I hate the new Coke. Don't scream. But it was like...
People get very angry. My mom is a huge Coca-Cola drinker.
Yeah.
And if there isn't, not before. Like, I remember when I was living with my parents, she would get kind of irate if there was no Coke in the house. She's like, you got to go buy some.
Yeah.
It's like, all right, calm down.
No, people have their allegiance. That's why there's so many people who have gone nuts over the Planters cheese balls.
Yeah.
Like, there's people who are like, no, it's got to be a Planters cheese ball. It can't be this bucket of balls that you get at Sam's Club.
Right. Yeah, my dad bought Sam's Club cola for my mom.
Oh, no.
She got mad.
No, you can't.
She's like, no.
That's not
Coke. What's wrong with you?
So they bring classic Coke back.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And I want to say it was 6 months after the launch of New Coke. And then Classic Coke came back, and it was called Coke Classic or Coca-Cola Classic.
Mm-hmm.
And so you had the choice of either getting regular Coke, which was New Coke, or Coca-Cola Classic. And when they brought Coke Classic back, the sales went through the roof. So there was all these conspiracy theorists who thought Coke did it on purpose. Like, they purposely made the new Coke to generate more interest when they brought classic Coke back.
Maybe.
I don't think so.
Maybe.
Because there
no?
were
okay.
no. Because here's why I don't think so. Because there were a number of firings when the new Coke came out.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
They have a new Coke, that Life Coke.
I don't even know.
It's in a little green
point,
bottle?
At this point, I don't even know what the hell. I haven't had. I have not had pop.
Natural Coke.
I have not had pop. Like every once in a while, I'll have a ginger ale or maybe a Sprite. Every once in a while. I have not had a pop, like a Coke. I mean, I gave up caffeine in 2003, so I haven't had anything like that. But I'll tell you what I miss, though. I miss Dr. Pepper. That was
what
my.
What is that?
What? What is Dr. Pepper?
Yeah, what is
it's
it?
It's sort of a cherry.
No one can tell me what it
it's,
is.
It's like a cola with
it's not
a
root beer.
With a hint. No, it's like cola with a hint of cherry.
Doesn't it have like 100,000 flavors or something?
Yeah. Well, I mean, there were certain. There's like spices or something. A doctor actually put it together. Really, there was a guy.
There is a Dr. Pepper?
Yeah, there was a real guy, and he invented it.
Oh, okay.
Dr. Pepper was my favorite of all the pop that I used to drink. Dr. Pepper, and that's the only one. Every once in a while, I'm like, man.
It seems too fake for me, and I like grape soda, so.
Wow.
I know.
No wonder you were interested in the chocolate pop when right. I mentioned it.
I think because Dr. Pepper, you don't know what it is.
I just said what it was.
I know, but it's like still like there's all these different things in it, but no one can tell you exactly what's
okay.
Natural flavors. It's like, okay.
262 Mrs. Jolt soda.
Oh.
Yeah. Used to drink, when I worked overnights at the Jewels, I used to drink Jolt.
And the nerds love Jolt soda.
I used to drink Jolt just to, you know,
oof.
At the Jewels. Jay in Ohio says, Nick, McDonald's had a steak sandwich in 81 and it was good.
I mean, they still have, they have steak.
They have the breakfast.
Yeah, breakfast.
That's good, too.
No, it's not.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Ugh.
Oh, it's greasy.
No, I tried to change up my breakfast.
Yeah.
Menu and no.
Oh, it's greasy and cheesy and greasy.
No.
708 area code Franco-American macaroni and cheese in a can. 708 also says corn chip Pringles. Well, you know they have tortilla Pringles. Flavored tortilla Pringles. I have those at home.
I don't like Pringles.
I like Pringles.
They're weird. I don't know.
Well, one of the reasons I like Pringles is because there's no lying in Pringles, just like there's no lying in the McRib.
I like my J's. My J's.
No, J's is great.
Or Lay's.
Lay's, they're great. But the thing I like about...
Or Ruffles.
The thing that I like about Pringles is that, like, one of the reasons I like the McRib is because it's like, hi, I'm not lying to you. I am a processed food. Potatoes do not stack like this. Not every potato chip is shaped like this with the same consistency. I am an unbelievably processed food, and I am not lying to you, just like the McRib. Hi, I'm a processed piece of meat because these aren't bones. This has been processed to look like bones. Therefore, I am not lying to you.
Does it talk to you?
Yes, it does.
You
and so do my cans of...
Goes, hello.
My Pringles talk to me, too.
Before I eating me, let
pull
me
pull a stack
you.
Out of the thing, and they all individually go, hello. I am a Pringle. I am processed. You can't pull a stack of potato chips out like that.
No.
No. That's why I love Pringles. They're fantastic. And I love the can. I love that they're in the can.
Are they baked?
Yeah, they're baked. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe that's why I don't like
them. I don't know if they're... Some of them might...
They just have a weird taste. I don't know.
I love
like
Pringles.
I like the consistency.
And I also love the can. Convenient. You don't have to get one of them stupid clips.
I also feel like you don't get as many.
Sure you do.
Than like in a bag.
Well, no, I think you do.
Well, I don't.
They're all stacked on top of each other. That's why.
I'm like, what? I feel like I'm not getting enough.
No, you're getting more. The can is the thing that I love the most is the can. Like I said, you know, you get the bag of chips and you roll it up and it unrolls and you get in one of them stupid clips. You don't need a stupid clip. You don't have to roll anything up. Put the damn cap back on the can. Boom!
You should sell Pringles on late night television.
Yeah, you think I could? You think they need my help? Really? You think Pringles needs my help? Friends did. I made that show a success.
See, there you go.
What were you going to say, Dan?
The guy who created Pringles, upon his passing, he got cremated, and they put the ashes in a Pringles can.
Oh, gross!
Seriously,
I hope it was a used one.
No, and then they sold it. Somebody went, what the hell is this? Brought it home. All the
They crushed all the Pringles.
And evidently, it's sour cream and onion.
Oh, no.
I bring Pringles here.
Okay.
To the station. I do. I snack on them all the time. I got the can here, dump out a big stack. They talk to me.
Hi, Nick.
We're processed.
We're processed. Enjoy this with a McRib.
Do they have a presentation?
They
have a pull down.
Like I pull out a stack and then each one, like maybe three up, they start talking and then the next one starts talking. Sometimes they harmonize.
Oh. Do they sound like ducks?
Right, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He's a little duck bill.
Yeah, they look like duck bills, don't they? Again, not a natural shape for a potato.
No.
Which is why there's no lying in Pringles, and that's why I like them. It is not lying to you. Neither is the McRib. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Tomorrow is Fly Jams Friday, everybody, so get your Fly Jams ready. And it's also Friday, so straight out of context, that's where you listen 24/7 to this radio station. Whenever anybody says anything that you can take out of context and it sounds dirty, jot down the time, who said it, send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. Also, Nick D Show Spies, listen 24/7 whenever I am mentioned or the show is mentioned. Jot all the information down and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. That's all coming up tomorrow on the show. Tomorrow on the show, Esmeralda, Carmen Apiece. I know you're. That's him. Now I, for years, pronounced his name Apiece, Carmen Apiece, Carmine Apiece, and he has a brother named Vinny. And they're both hard rock drummers, and Carmine Apiece, Apiece. He says Apiece. His brother still says Apiece. We'll talk about it tomorrow.
Okay.
Legendary drummer, this guy. One of the most influential, one of the greatest hard rock drummers of all time. This guy influenced everybody, including John Bonham from Zeppelin. See?
Oh.
And he wrote a book called Stick It. And it's about his crazy rock and roll life. It's a great book. I've read it, and we're going to talk. I'm very excited to have this guy on the show. He's
like very cool.
One of my drum heroes. And he's got some insane. Boy, this guy has done some stuff.
I would imagine.
Yeah. I mean, he started playing rock and roll in the 60s, so he was all the way up through the... And he co-wrote Do You Think I'm Sexy with Rod Stewart. So he was a part of that whole... Yeah. Whoa, the sex this guy has had. Good God. Well, it's detailed in the book. I mean, this guy has slept with...
It's just funny.
He's not married. He's been married five times. Mm-hmm. And his current mate, who he's been with now for about... probably 10, 11 years or something like that. Maybe longer. But they're not married. She's like, I'm not going to marry you. You're not
going
to marry me.
Right. It's like, what for?
So, but they've been together for, I think, over like 12 years or so. Anyway, at one point she asked him how many women he was with. And he's like, I have no idea. And they tried to calculate it. And it was close to 5,000.
Oh, boy. That's the ones he remembers.
Exactly. Oh. So, anyway, he's going to be on tomorrow morning. Carmine Apiece. I've been calling him Apiece like for, I'm not, you know, I've been a fan of the guys for like 40 years. Mm. And he was a drummer for Vanilla Fudge, a legendary band. Anyway, we can talk about him tomorrow. So anyway, I'm very excited he's going to be on the show tomorrow. And his book is great. It's called Stick It. It's great. It's really great. All right, we're talking about foods that have been discontinued.
Mm-hmm.
Hostess Choco Bliss.
What was that?
Two deviled foods cake with creamy chocolate filling and a layer of chocolate. I guess that's why it was Choco Bliss. I don't remember this. Chicken McNuggets Shanghai.
No. So it was McDonald's?
Yeah, Chicken McNuggets Shanghai were nuggets served with three sauces, sweet and sour, teriyaki, or hot mustard, chopsticks, and a McFortune cookie.
Chopsticks.
That's all it was, because the teriyaki, the sweet and sour, and the hot mustard were just sauces for Chicken McNuggets. So they just gave you a fortune cookie and chopsticks and called it Chicken McNuggets Shanghai?
Although I'll dig some hot mustard.
Yeah, hot mustard's a regular sauce. Can't you get
it?
It was when I worked at McDonald's.
No, I think they just have honey mustard.
Oh. Oh. No, but when I worked at McDonald's in 1981 when they debuted,
they had hot mustard.
They had hot mustard.
Oh, I like hot mustard.
Mary from Aurora says John's frozen pizza isn't around anymore? You get John's frozen pizza for like a buck a pizza. That's the bachelor pizza, man. That's like saying Carl Buttig Meat's not around anymore.
Never heard of John's pizza.
Come on! Please, Dan, tell me it's not gone.
The only frozen pizza I have is Jack's.
Jack's is good, too. So Jack's is also like, that's also like a buck.
Maybe Jack overtook John.
Well, it's the same name.
Oh,
if your
my gosh. John's Pizza?
Yeah.
They came in the three-pack, the little boxes.
Right.
And my mother would make those for us for lunch all the time.
They were the best. They're not around anymore?
I don't think so.
Oh, come on.
No, I really don't think. But those were the best. They probably tasted like cardboard.
Yeah, they were probably I mean, we probably thought they were fantastic.
Oh, yeah. But that was the best thing when I'd go home from school and my mom had a John's Pizza for
John's
me
for Pizza.
Lunch.
By the way, John's Pizzeria is my favorite pizza in Chicago. And I know that I'm going to have to narrow it down. Because there's probably 70 of them.
Yeah, I think there's probably. I think there's still one in Addison as well.
The John's that I love, which I think is by far the best thin crust pizza in this city, is John's Pizzeria. It's at 2000 Northwestern, right by Margie's Candy. Not very far from Margie's Candy. 2000 Northwestern, Western near Armitage, the best thin crust pizza in the city. John's Pizzeria. You got to check it out.
Is it by the train?
It's not far from that. You can walk to it from the L. It's like 4 blocks away from the L on the Western stop. You know where the McDonald's is right there?
Right.
Just keep walking down north, down Western.
Are you sure it's still there?
It's absolutely. If it's not, I will. I'm telling you. All right. We have to hold on a second.
I don't recall.
It's there. I'm telling you. All right. Let's find out what's coming up on the opening bell. Steve. Hi, Steve.
Hi. I'm a little worried that your food is talking to you. It might be a sign that you need maybe caffeine. I don't know.
No, that's...
Is it?
No. That's one of the reasons why food stopped talking to me.
So not as many foods talk to you
that's
now.
That's right.
Okay.
Exactly.
Nick, can I just tell you that in the mid-80s, they sold John's to Tony's Frozen Pizza.
Oh.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, man. I don't appreciate that at all.
To Tony's was not...
It was in Chicago Heights, by the way, John's Pizza.
It was? Oh, boy. Local. Okay, yeah. Cool.
All right, you guys
to
are
make you
me
feel
hungry.
Better, John's Pizzeria is still open.
Of course it is!
It is?
John's Pizzeria, not the frozen pizza.
Oh.
The best pizza in the city. Okay, I'm sorry, Steve.
No, that's all right. Keep talking. I love food. This is a great conversation. I'd rather do this for an hour than talk about business.
Okay.
But we do have an idea coming up for you on the opening bell. Travel expert from CheapTickets.com is going to tell us how to get cheap tickets for just about everything now that summer's coming. This is going to be a good interview because we all want to do stuff this summer, and we want to do it cheaply. So we'll do that on the opening bell coming up next.
Thank you, Steve. All right. Esmeralda, you have to try John's Pizzeria.
I have to. Yeah.
I
bum around that area a lot.
It's
so.
No, I figured that you knew the area.
I usually go get a hot dog.
You got it. Seriously. The place is old school, too. You and V go there.
Yeah, no.
And eat there because it's a fantastic place. It's right on the corner. You go in. There's a hot dog place right across the street, by the way.
Right. That's why I was...
And right thinking. Across the street, that's John's. That's John's Pizzeria right there. 2000.
Oh, wait. Yeah.
It's right
okay.
on the corner.
Yeah, and it's that very old school. Like, they probably inside there's...
Absolutely old school.
Leather.
It's plastic. The plastic checkered tablecloths.
Right.
Okay? Jukebox with 45s on it. All Italian songs.
Nice.
Big map of Italy. There's counter seating. You can sit at the counter. The best thin crust pizza in the city.
Any toppings?
Anything. But okay. I usually go with sausage mushroom when I get a John's pizza.
Okay.
But
I have to go there. I'll try it.
I'm seriously, it's the best thin crust pizza. I know Vito and Nick's on the south side is amazing too, and it's very similar to Vito. Have you ever been to Vito and Nick's?
No.
Vito, because I'm a thin crust guy.
I love thin crust.
I'm not a big. I don't like the deep dish. Lou Malnati's is the only exception I'll make for deep dish. In my opinion, you don't use silverware to eat pizza. You don't. So anyway, but the thin crust. I'm telling you, the John's Pizzeria, whatever. What's the actual address? It's 2000 something, Northwestern.
2104 Northwestern.
There you go. 2104 Northwestern, John's Pizzeria. Old school. Best pizza in the city. You will not regret it. And it's still there.
No, I know where it is now because I was thinking across the street.
No, it's right there across the street.
Thinking on that, but it's on.
Yeah.
It's awesome. Next to the hot dog
yes.
and shrimp place.
Exactly right. So don't opt for that. Go to get John's Pizza. Okay. Hey, we'll see you tomorrow. Fly Jams Friday.
Yeah,
Heart Melda. Okay. News is next.